Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
Pop champagne and raise our toes to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Oh, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer.
Oh, Kevin, no middle name, Undergaro.
I had three kids. How was I supposed to come up with three different middle names?
I love guys. Kathy so much.
Oh, my goodness. Kathy. So a little Kathy drama on Kelly and Ryan today. Interesting enough.
Yes. Oh, wow.
But listen, you guys, it's Friday. We fooled them again. Welcome to another edition of Regular Guy Friday.
Kevin?
My goodness. Yes.
Hey, queens.
I tell you, I'm losing. I can't.
You got this.
I can't
this.
Maintain my being queen adjacent. I can't.
You got this.
I don't know. I thought I did. I don't know. I think coming out of the pandemic and all the realities of all the bills I've accrued in the last 5 years without working and everything like that, Kels, it's tough to summon my queen.
But I'm going to tell you something. That's kind of queen-like of you because real queens don't think about money. They just live their life.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but that's why the facade is crumbling because the real queens don't care.
They don't care.
No, like for a minute they do, but then it's off to the next distraction, which I
You're
love.
Right.
But
we do.
Yeah, it's getting too tired to say hey queens. But anyway, hey queens.
Hey queens.
Here we are. Kelsey is in Los Angeles. I am on the East Coast. And yes, it's a wonderful Friday. We are still in the summer. Kelsey, are you feeling a summer vibe still? Or are you in the, oh my God, fall's coming? Or are you like in the, oh my God, pandemic is coming? Like we're back. Where are you at?
It's so funny because if you would have asked me this like 2 days ago, I was still in the ultimate like summer. Yes. And then I literally was just telling Kevin, you guys, I've been having to do new intern interviews as well as like intern exit interviews. And I'm like, wait, fall is upon us. What?
Yeah. You
like fall is upon us.
Okay. So note to everyone under 25, you will see. It starts around 22, but especially after 25, the time flies, but it just goes faster. The older you get, it goes faster and faster and faster.
I'm in shock. Like, how did that already go by?
That's how it is. But you know, it just gets us closer to Christmas, Kelsey.
That's true. What? And Kevin and I have some new ideas for our Christmas podcast, which you guys will learn about in a couple of weeks.
I sent out some love. I did not get any love back. So we'll see. We'll see about that.
You never know.
Well, we have our big Better Together meeting coming up in another week or so. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. We'll have to bring maybe some of that to the table.
Hell yeah.
Is there a Better Together Christmas? I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I'm just spitballing. We would need Jeff to have to come on that every now and again. He would. Slow coffee.
Speaking of Jeff, who used to produce our show, is making his dream movie. He's in pre-production right now. I will be jumping in the Prius and driving 12 hours to go help him.
Hell yeah, the Prius.
This weekend, yes. So I'll be given, it's a 12-day shoot. It's very low budget, but I'm really excited for him. And it's also fun too, even though it's going to be a grueling shoot. And usually those, when you don't have money, it makes it a lot harder. But sometimes can be more fun too and more pure.
True.
Because, you know, there's a reason they...
You have to be scrappy, right?
Yeah. And also there's a reason you hear the term lean and mean, because when you have less people, you tend to work more efficiently, more productively. You know, a lot of times it's a kind of an amateur move. People, the first thing they'll say is, let's get more bodies. Let's get more staff, more people. And, you know, when you do that, you don't understand. It's, you're going to get one, at least one, who's going to be a vampire and a complainer. And then that one can spoil about 10. But then there's also everyone needs to be fed and everyone needs to be. And then other people are less urgent with their jobs. And, you know, because it's like, oh, this one will cover this, this one will cover that. And then all of a sudden kind of a complacency sets in, which is why when you see these multi-million-dollar movies, you just see a lot of people standing around. So we learned, and of course there's a balance, you know what I mean? You obviously need people because you can't lob everything off on one or a few group of people. But I have found in business that smaller staffs tend to work better. You know, I mean, like, even free time is the devil's playground. So when you're not occupied in life, let alone in business, that's when your mind starts going to all the dark places.
Everywhere else.
Yeah. What you're missing out on, what's not happening. I mean, all that stuff. And Stephen the Mew mentioned that to me. He said, you know, now reflecting back, working with me for 10 years, he was like, Kevin, you kind of would look ahead for us and you would kind of take away all of our problems. He's like, and it gave us all this time to be thinking about what we didn't have. You know, I had a new car working for you. I had a great title working for you. I didn't have rent. My salary just went in the bank every week. You know, even food, everything was taken care of. And so it was all the time was spent on what we didn't have. He was like, and now that I'm out like hustling every single day, he's like, I don't have time to think like that. My mind is on, geez, how do I make money? How do I you know, put a roof over my head? How do I pay for my car? How do I, you know, and it was kind of an eye opener for me.
Yeah. And I'm like very in awe and like proud of Stephen for saying that and like being aware enough to realize that. That's a huge step. That's wild.
Yeah, it is a big step because as we know, most people aren't aware. They just, most of us just trod through life and go keep living the same mistakes, having the same experiences. And then of course, just say that we got fucked.
Exactly.
we just talk about our membership in the IFF, the I Got Fuck Foundation.
Yep.
But there's definitely something there. And I mean, I have said forever, you know, I'm watching John Adams right now. It's everyone's doing rewatches. I'm doing The Sopranos, and I jumped over to do John Adams because I love history. Mm. And just see like how where we started and what we've grown to, but
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
You know, I think a lot of our problems and toxicity today comes from the fact that we have so much. And I know that's going to sound crazy.
No, I agree.
Because people are probably saying like, no, I don't have a lot. Or my life, you know, my life isn't easy. My life is hell. And I'm sure there are obstacles and challenges. But, you know, when you think of what we can do in this country versus other countries, I don't know. And it was funny because someone, this is my friend Steve the Steamer, he keeps me posted on everything going on in like pop culture. It's great. And he said, Kevin, have you checked out the 1999 documentary on Woodstock? Now, I worked at that.
You did? Kelsey.
I did, in the carny business.
Oh, wow.
And it was like scorching heat. And back then, I think we were selling water for like the crooks that I worked for, $7 a bottle of water. Because the kids were out in the woods. They had nowhere to go. But I don't know if you know what happened at the 99 Woodstock.
Mm-mm, I don't.
But everything went up in flames. The kids set fire to everything. And when you think of the
that one, wow.
And I was there. And if you think of the if you think of the contradiction to the original Woodstock in the late 60s, something like 500,000 hippies. And it was really peaceful. And David Crosby, one of the singers recently, I just heard him in an interview say, he's like, we, even as bands who hated each other and were jealous and competitive, all put it aside to perform there.
Wow.
But he said, but that's what really moved him. As it is like, he saw this one girl. She cut her foot really bad and it was gushing blood. And she's, you know, cause she was barefoot and it was needed stitches and she's bawling. And she sees a policeman, you know, come out of nowhere and go and pick her up. So her feet aren't on the ground. He carries her to the cruiser to take her to the hospital. His cruiser stuck in the mud because it's all rain and mud there. And like he was saying how like 20 hippies like pushed the police car out of the mud to save the girl. And it's just like you think of that and then you think of 30 years later at the Woodstock, what Gen X does. And I'm going to talk to my Ida, my coach and therapist about this because she was explaining to me why sometimes affluence, overindulgence leads to rage. And so that was Gen X, which was kind of the first generation of like, I've got a TV in my room, probably the beginning of like, now I have my home computer, AOL, whatever the thing was. And it was like, you know, all the activities, as we said, I think it was on the Patreon show, we talked about how the parents just are the best personal assistants.
Yeah.
Like fantastic. Fantastic. And I think that was the beginning of it, you know?
Yeah.
And now we see that same rage, except with more affluence and more helicoptering and more of all the stuff that was kind of being done with that generation. Mm-hmm. You see the rage is, that was like unfocused rage. It was like, oh my God, that we're just out in the middle of nowhere. Let's just light this whole thing on fire. Well, right. Now, with social media and self-importance and egos and narcissism building, as I talk about on the show every week. Again, my theory is that, you know, the generation now is like, I have that rage, but I'm going to put it towards something. And if you're on the right, you're going to put it toward the left. And if you're on the left, you're going to put it on the right.
Right.
And, but I'm a little out of my water when I explain this. So, I will talk to Ida about it, but there's...
Yeah, I'm curious what she'd say.
She was telling me how the crazy thing is that the kind of the better you make it for everybody, or I shouldn't say better, the more you indulge, you overindulge, the greater the chances. And I guess if I were to guess, it would be that, you know, the free time just leads to the devil's playground.
The free time. You're not worrying about, I think, like not having to, like you've always talked about, like not having to work for something when you don't have to earn it with your own like two hands or your own dime. It's like, it doesn't,
that's right.
You don't value it, you know?
You don't, well, yeah, obviously they're out in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, who knows how they got there. Maybe their parents gave the money, or maybe they paid for it on their own. But I just think that when you go back in time, it was like you were lucky to get a Sunday off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how people work. Now they weren't working 24 hours. Like it's also messed up because on the other end, we're at the other extreme of just working, a lot of us working around the clock. And that's not right either. But I think that a lot of our generation, at least my parents, was like, they thought we'll work around the clock to have the American dream and we'll give our kids everything. And I'll just tell you, like it was, I'm so grateful to how they worked. My poor father is, you know, not here. He would be here. I know it if he didn't work like that. So I'm grateful they did that for me. But at the same time, you know, ironically, if they had just worked, let's say one job, and one was at home, or maybe just, it was just the two jobs and we stayed in our little house in Medford, I think, you know, things would have been, I don't know, things might've gone better for the three of us. And by the way, things obviously ended up, I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful for how things have gone, but I'm just telling you from personal experience that, you know, it starts out with good intentions and the parents just want to give more and give more. And they want the kids to have the experiences they didn't have. And then you know, they get overprotective and all those different things. Mm-hmm. And I just, like I said, these are the results that, that happen, you know? So I don't know how we got to this, but just, I think, like I said, you just free time is the devil's playground. And I think the more it can be occupied.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, anyway, it's a whole other thing about, you know, keeping it occupied. But then when it needs to be, when it's occupied with a need, that's different. That's even better. Because you're not thinking about it. Like I have friends, I get my hair cut at a local place here. Mm-hmm. And I love it because they're all, these guys, they're all into different hobbies and stuff like that. But you can see where they don't know. They're not really connected to what's going on in the news. It's very diverse, by the way, the place that I go to.
Yeah.
But because they're so busy trying to make money, be parents. So anyway, probably should edit all of this because.
No. It makes sense.
Not making any sense.
No, you are. And I was just going to say something that, jumped into my head when you were talking about all that. I think that something that we learn a lot on this show is intention too. So it's like, okay, so if you do have that free time, you don't need to necessarily be like working, like literally like working. Maybe it's like you're intentionally like meditating or you're doing some sort of like journal. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, when you're mindful, right? When you're mindful of, oh, look, my mind's going to being jealous. My mind's going to be hateful. My mind's going to be angry. Come on. Oh, no. Let me choose again or let me do something else.
Right.
That's going to get me off that. Yeah. Because I don't think it's not that the answers work. It's just what I'm saying is, Kelsey, is when you don't have to work like, you know, your farm 7 days a week. And if it doesn't rain, you have no food. It's a different mindset.
No, I hear.
Then totally when right. You know, today we have, you know, I mean, you know, the best of the, you know. You know, I just know, like my friend, when he visits his family in the Ukraine, and then another friend in Albania, and when they were talking, they were both comparing notes and saying, oh yeah, that's how it is when I go home too. They can't even get paper.
Wow.
Like to get one piece of paper is a really big deal. Wow. And I know from friends from Russia back in the Soviet Union who now live here, there was no, like, I'll just go buy a new set of pair of jeans. That was nothing. You had to get them on the black market. And then, you know, if you got caught.
Yeah. Everything, you know, we have things just too much at our fingertips.
Yeah. So anyway, and like I said, I'm not judging because I'm a massive consumer and I do let my mind run away with me and all that stuff. So and I'm not a dad. So I share this stuff to invite you to kind of think about it. process it and see in your own microtransactions what you can do, because that's you know, and like I said, I just this just came up with Jeff's movie, which I think it will be actually think will be successful because it will have less people. And now everyone there is much more focused on their jobs and what they have to do. And it's exciting. And I think for me to kind of go rough it like that, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, in this movie, Christmas movie, it's a very bigger budget film. Obviously it's a few million, and they were kind of like confused about the budget and the shoot dates. And, you know, they're like, huh? And I was saying to them, you know, but I want to go see how a feature film gets done for, I don't know, $10,000 or $15,000 or whatever. You know, I've been out of that world for so long.
Right.
You know, so I want to go learn.
It'll be fun for you, I feel like.
I think, listen, it's the ride's going to be hard on my body, 12 hours alone, you know, and then I'm like getting pretty kind of a flea bag hotel because that's really close to the set. I just want to be able to focus on my work when I'm there. But I will say, if you're an older person, I say take a page out of my book, because, you know, keep learning, keep evolving, keep putting yourself out there. You know, I'm going to be with young people, and young people tend to, it's known forever that young people are much better problem solvers when forced to solve a problem. And I'll tell you, there was back in the energy crisis in the 70s, you know, it was a really big deal. There were gas lines everywhere, Kelsey. You couldn't even get gas in our country. And it was kind of a nightmare. It was actually really a nightmare. Mm. And American cars back then, some of them got 8 miles to the gallon. And the Japanese cars were getting
gas.
Yeah. And the Japanese cars were getting like 30 or 40 miles to a gallon. Weren't as popular here, certainly not. And weren't as readily available. And the American car owners' marketing was always like, buy American, don't support, you know, foreign. And people would do that, but then they didn't do their end of the bargain, which is make a better product. You know, the Japanese were making better products.
Car, right.
Anyway, at some point, the American car owners went to their engineers and said, listen, okay, guys, we need engines that will get us 30 to 40 miles to a gallon. And all engineers said, nope, impossible, can't be done. And so it was when they went to the college kids.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Who are just graduating, bright-eyed, open-minded, and we're like, yeah, no, okay. Well, yeah, well, I don't know. Let's figure it out. And they did. Mm. So I know there's a lot of people out there. And by the way, it's scary. I keep hearing now people say, Kev, I'm 54 years old. I'm 55. Who's going to want me if I lose this job or whatever? And I will say, you know, the way that you could stay in the game is by being around young people and keeping an open mind. Keep learning, you know. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to do that, but I mean, I that's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't have a week right now of my life to go do this, but if I have a vacation, I'll consider this a vacation because I want to go learn. I want to go learn, you know, people making movies on their iPhones today. And a lot of stuff, I believe it or not, I know, because I've always done things like I was ahead of the curve 10 years ago doing things in all digital, but I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot.
Yeah,
and but you got to keep, yeah, you have to keep a, you know, but it's not for me, like I'm jumping for joy. I'm dreading.
Right. No, I'm excited to like hear your lessons that come from it.
Well, let's hope there are some. I'm sure, but like we say, half of life is showing up. Something mm-hmm. will come out of me showing up there. But I'm not looking at like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, no, this is really going to be a grind for me, because then I have to rush back because we have our meeting, Kelsey.
Yep.
And you know, Queenie is going to need her number one here to get it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people coming in. Definitely. It's going to be like, oh my God, where are we going to put everybody? So this is definitely not a, oh wow, this is gonna be so fun and go, like, no, this no is way. Gonna really be a grind on me, but I'm doing it for the reasons I just mentioned. And I think that's a lesson to other people who are, you know, over 40. And by the way, even when you're younger, but to keep that mentality. And all the guys I know who are successful, they do this too. And it's the guys that don't do this and girls that don't do this are the ones that kind of fade away and get pushed out. And then they complain, you know, like, but you weren't, yeah, you didn't want to adapt. You didn't want to evolve.
Yeah.
So, and I thank God I have Costa Maria's dad as a role model, always learning new things, always evolving. But yeah. So anyway, Jeff Graham, his movie,
Jeff Scam,
all the ranting and raving about it, raging at Woodstock,
it's gonna be great.
raging ironically, because we have too much, mm-hmm. More on that. I'll get more information on that.
Please do. Please report back.
It's funny. So Maria, let's go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Maria was on Kelly and Ryan. And Ryan, he gives me all these shout outs.
Really?
Yeah, because people hit me and go, Ryan's talking about you. Right? Anyway, but he told the story about when he would go to the gym before they really knew each other. He would be working out with a trainer. Maria would be working out there, I think alone. I don't think Maria had a trainer. But he would see me in the SUV just sit, and he mentions this story. I've heard about other interviews. He mentions it all the time about me sitting in the car waiting for Maria, Dad. Dropping her off and taking her home.
Oh my God.
So we'll go a little deeper on that. We also had Dorinda Medley on this week, and Dorinda from New York Housewives, it's her first season off the show. And it doesn't matter if you're a Housewives fan or not. A lot of great takeaway there that I want to dissect. She's a friend too, so we had a lot of off-air discussion that we can share with regular people, since we're not on YouTube.
With the regular,
we can share it with you guys. With
I'm
regular
excited
people.
For you guys to hear that interview.
And then I was telling Kelsey, and I got the subject of finishing schools.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so you guys, we'll be right back.
We all want better hair, but sometimes we struggle with it. Too frizzy, too dry, whatever it is, Function of Beauty is here to help. Function of Beauty is the world leader in customizable beauty, offering precise formulations for your hair-specific needs. Yes, you start by taking a quick quiz, determining your hair type and hair goals. Next, you choose your color and fragrance, or go fragrance and dye-free. Then Function's team determines the perfect blend of ingredients, bottles your formula, and delivers it right to you. There are over 54 trillion possible formulations, all vegan and cruelty-free. And guys, they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. I think that's saying something. Go to functionofbeauty.com/better to take your quiz and save 20% off your first order. That applies to their full range of customized hair, skin, and beauty products. Go to functionofbeauty.com/better to let them know we sent you. It helps us, of course, so thank you for remembering that, and get 20% off your order. That's functionofbeauty.com/better. Heel Squad, you've probably thought about the next step in your career and your relationship, but what about planning for kids if that's something you're interested in? Here's where Modern Fertility is going to help you out. It's the easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your results within 10 days, and you get insight into how many eggs you have, your hormone levels, and other important fertility factors. And the best part, you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and talk options for next steps. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off when you go to modernfertility.com/better. That means your test will cost you $139 instead of the hundreds or even thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Also,
If you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on the test. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/better. That's modernfertility.com/better.
So you guys, we're back. Please, you guys, much appreciation for all the people on iTunes who keep giving us 5-star reviews and shout outs for Better Together. And yes, Regular Guy Friday.
Yes.
Maria does look at this and she's like, yes, I saw it when I show her the good stuff. So I know it keeps us around. We will probably know more after next week's meeting of the if there's a future for Regular Guy Friday. We'll know more then. But everything you guys are doing to help us stay afloat, we really appreciate. So please, if you can continue, go to Apple Podcasts, 5-star review, and write out something nice about us. Well, I don't know. It all helps. And please keep telling friends. We work really hard. And for us, it's not just to show up and entertain you. It really is to every week we're trying to figure out how we can offer stuff that will help you in your lives. So, yeah, if you have friends who are down and out. And sometimes I feel bad, Kelsey, because I feel like I'm just trying to promote the show. But when I'll meet people and they'll start spilling all the problems, I'm like, just listen to Maria's show.
I do the same thing.
Please listen to Maria's show every day. It will change your mindset. You'll see slowly but surely, you'll start seeing things differently and things will get better.
What I do is I diagnose. I'm like, this would be a good episode for you. This would be a good episode for you. Oh, that one a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. That one. Yeah.
It's great because you remember them, Kelsey. I don't remember them. You know what I mean? And we do so many. I don't remember. I remember the lessons, but I don't remember who's giving them often.
It's the ones that really stick out to me because I don't know why. I need some like memory food. Actually, I think a lot of my brain fog comes from my stomach fog, but like I have the worst memory. But there's a handful that really stick out to me. So it's like if something comes up, I'm always like, I got you. Here's your diagnosis.
I got you, boo. So Ryan was like, he always raves about the fact that he sees me driving Maria places, sitting in the car during meetings, just any kind of, you know, with mobile, this is what's nice about the mobile age. I have my laptop, my phone as a hotspot. I can work anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times, you know, Maria's like, it was the only time we could see each other, but really it was because she was so exhausted and she was losing her shit. So to have me take her from place to place to place always helped. But I don't think it's something that should make me like boyfriend of the year or husband of the year for doing that. And I mean that, like, I'm not trying to humble brag, as I learned that term this week from somebody.
Oh,
humble
you brag. Did. Yeah. That's a good one.
Didn't know that.
I know a lot of people who humble brag.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm not humble bragging. I really mean it when I say that whether in relationships, and this kind of goes to work too, or any team you're on, everyone has to do their part. Mm-hmm. And our egos get in the way. But here was Maria. When we started out together, I was one making money, you know, and had a lot of success. And then Maria just exploded. And she just got so busy and she couldn't handle it. And you know that because you see with Maria today, even though she does a lot, she can really.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, THEOUAI.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the way, THEOUAI.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Get frazzled and have anxiety and all that stuff. So it just didn't make sense for me to keep doing my thing because she wouldn't have been able to make it at her thing. And ultimately, her thing was bigger than what I was doing, you know. So I always looked at it like she was the breadwinner, and so then I was gonna just be the, and I would joke, the corporate housewife. But that was my job, and that was our job. That was us as a team. And I would always say to her, Maria, like, the minute you want to stop, I'm dying to go back to work. But you've got to do all this for me, honey, now. And she's like, oh, no, screw that. I want to keep working. I don't want to do what you do. And I'm like,
nope.
But I'm like, but fair enough. But know that you would have to.
Right.
And she's like, I get it. And so I think the problem is the best couples I see are the ones that do that. They're like, we're a team.
Agreed. Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do. Here's what you're going to do. And here's what we can split.
I'm going to support you in this way. You're going to support me in this way.
Yeah. And what's, and thinking what's greatest for the team. Mm. What is the big picture? Get the ego out of it. Big picture. What was best for Maria and I as a team and for our family? It was for Maria, who was red hot. Like I would used to joke, cause I always go back to sports. You got to go to the play with the hot hand, and Maria had the hot hand. So we had to feed the hot hand.
So,
but, but, you know, and to this day, that's how it is. Now, I nights and weekends would work for work, keep working and pushing and doing things for her. But I also like did other, a lot of creative stuff behind the scenes, and I still do, and built AfterBuzz. But I see that the best couples I see are the ones who work that way. And then the worst ones I see is when one is doing like everything and the other one is just lame.
Yeah.
Or the other one, ego gets in the way, fights for their bigger piece of the pie, but is not, it doesn't make sense. You know, it's not bringing the same thing to the table. It's right. Just doesn't make sense. Like, it, like,
but their ego's in the way, right?
Yeah. Like if I don't know, like, let's just say, you know, I wanted to make indie films, and that's why I made a couple, but I was like, wait, this makes no sense. Mm-hmm. I'm killing myself for a year to make 15 or 20 grand off of all the money I'm putting, if I'm lucky, all the money and time I'm putting out. It doesn't make sense. Whereas, you know, so, but that is why it was all, you know, and why we have everything we have is because that's how we worked. And I used to think about, the couples with that back in the day where the husband was going to the med school, let's say, and the wife would wait tables to help pay for school. And then, you know, when he, you know, got his diploma and he went out to practice, you know, and she then would be a mom and raise the kids. And so for us, when I had the money, I paid off Maria's debts and I, you know, got her a car and I, you know, I was, you know, we were a team. Mm-hmm. And then it flipped, and if it has to flip back the other way, then we can flip back the other way too. Like I said, she doesn't want to.
but
if she does,
is this why Kathy got mad? Because Ryan brought this up.
Okay. So then wait a second. So now we're switching topics here. No, my mother, did you see the show today?
No. See, I don't have cable. I'm like, I don't think I've ever had cable in my life. So
YouTube
I got
TV.
My Roku. Oh,
I gotta get you on YouTube TV.
Yeah.
You can watch YouTube TV. But no, my mother, my mother, I think what came up with my mom was Maria was saying how she missed after doing Kelly and Ryan, she would always call home to her mom and say, Mom, did you see the show? And the mother would critique her and they would talk about it. And she's like, this is the first time she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then my mother was like texted her, I guess, and was just like, you know, you have me. And I'm like, well, Mom, did you text her to tell her how she's doing the show? No, but I told my family and everything. And like, she kind of sent Maria this like snarky text. And anyway.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought this
40-year-old me would have like been like, Mom, like, can we have some compassion? She just like, it's not about you. She lost it. And And why don't you then say, oh, Maria, I'm here for you. And I thought you did a great job. No, but I just was like, when she did it, I was like, oh, I didn't know that, Mom. Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know. Oh, no,
I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be something about how Ryan had mentioned you. That's why I brought it up. Wow, that was.
He just mentioned why he thinks I'm a great guy. And I did, but yeah, I want to tell everybody, no, we are a team. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been difficult to be with. I still am. And as is Maria, you know, so it is not perfect. No matter what it looks like, it is not. It's a lot of work. And especially after all these years, it's a lot of work. But I did what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm telling you. And I think that's whether you're a guy or a girl, that's what you're supposed to do for one another. And I'll take it over to Dorinda, because one of the things about Dorinda Medley from Housewives, we were talking on the show, is like the way she divorced, you know, and a little later on, we'll talk mm-hmm. about exit strategies, whether you leave something on good terms or bad terms. But, you know, I was saying to her she's such good friends with her husband. She's like, it just had played itself out. It wasn't there anymore, but we were still friends. And I said, what was your secret? And she said, co-parenting. We were still co-parenting this child. And so once again, like ego's out of the picture, ego's out, big picture mentality. Right. The big picture is Hannah, the daughter.
Kid, yeah.
How do we raise? And so, and this is where you can do those things right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but you got to get your ego out and you got to look big picture. And it's really hard for people to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and I really commend her for that, because I see so many people go through divorce and just kill each other.
She didn't even blink and kill the kids. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And it seemed like, and she said it multiple times, but it was like, they both had their heads on straight. She and her ex, right. Both felt the same way. It wasn't like she had her head on straight. Cause you often see that. I feel like it's like the one person is like, okay, let's do this. And the other person's like an egomaniac, whatever.
It's ego and narcissism and and I'm going to win. And exactly. That's tough. But, she was also saying, too, even about in deal making. She didn't get specific. She was saying sometimes it's okay to take a little less than what you think you deserve. Right. And I pushed her a little bit for more answers on it. And I didn't get into it, but Harvard University has this book called Getting to Yes. Mm-hmm. And it is most of us regular people are not negotiators. Usually I find it's something that's passed down from people who have had people in business, family members in business that know how to negotiate, but the rest of us don't. And there's a whole process to it. But pick up this book, Getting to Yes, if you're not a negotiator, or you want to learn more about negotiating, because you're negotiating everything. You're negotiating with your kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just about negotiating for a used car. Right. And, to sum up the book, it's a 21st century view of negotiating, that they actually will say, you spend a lot of time looking at the other person's side, what the other person wants and needs, and being okay with not getting the lion's share. Like a good deal, it is proven, is where you don't get everything. Mm. So a lot of times people, they get everything. Like, let's just say Dorinda was able to clean him out, the husband.
Right.
And get everything she wants. You can't see the kids at this time. X amount of dollars, this. Well, what ends up happening is now he's an enemy. Now there's animosity. That animosity comes into the parenting, that comes into the, it becomes a mess for years. Now, same thing with jobs. When companies break employees and pay them nothing, play the head games with them or whatever, you end up making a disgruntled employee, which is going to make a mess. Now you take it to politics. Anytime one country does that to another country, they all high five in the short run, but you make a very big giant enemy. In the United States, unfortunately, has done this. We've done this a lot with these little countries, you know, generations go by and they're angry and you have a problem. So the best negotiation is when you don't get everything you want. And Dorinda was pointing that out separately, but it's a really good lesson for people. And again, Maria's dad, Acostas, you know, it just all the time. Because my friend Joe is, his uncle owns a very big construction company that Joe's been working at since he was seven. He doesn't work there anymore, but.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
So many lessons he learned. And he's a brutal negotiator.
Joe is?
Like Joe, he just beat you down to, he's really good. There's better. There's people who are like, and I don't mean good in the sense they're like that book. I mean, good in the sense they're going to croak the other side. Mm. And again, I think that's very 20th century where it's like, I don't win in this. I think the zero sum game, like I don't win in this deal unless I bury you.
Yes, unless I have.
And there's a couple of people that we've had to do business with, and I'm starting to see with these podcast companies now, the younger multimillionaires coming up, and then they're not like that, Kelsey. Mm. And it's really nice. And again, I commend, you know, it starts with the probably Gen X and down to your generation, where it's just like, no. I also want to think about what's best for you in this deal. But
right.
The guys older, like 50 and older, 55, oh my God, Kelsey,
just want to destroy.
Like if they don't destroy you, they in their brains, they didn't make a good deal. I will tell you, like the movie theater deal with Maria, like at the end of the beginning, the guy buried me. So he thought, but then 5 years later, he saw that Maria was the one that everyone wanted to go to see at the movie theater. Maria was bigger than the company.
Right.
And he was violent. Oof. He was like, and I'm like, but you didn't, you still don't understand. Like you beat me. A guy paid for the production. You didn't get it. And then that's the old guard that's out there in negotiation.
Yeah.
So, what I find encouraging is the younger generation knows that, but Costa, mm-hmm. talk about a guy, like I said earlier, always evolving. Joe and Costa, when they would negotiate stuff in California for people to come to work on the house, like Joe would get someone down to like nothing. Costa would always be like, no, Kevin, they need to make money too.
Wow.
You know how much work this is involved in this? You know how much like time and like, no, there's no way they can make money at that number. And I won't say he's cheap, but Costa is very tight mm-hmm. with money. Mm-hmm. He's very tight. He's mm-hmm. from, he's an immigrant, and most immigrants I know, they value the dollar in a far different way than we do. And yet he's always like, Kevin, no. They have to make money too.
Yeah.
So in negotiation, you really do want to look at the other side. And then hopefully you work with another side that's understanding your side of it too. Mm. But know that when you come out of that negotiation, it's actually a good deal when you don't get everything.
It's a great lesson.
And that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll talk about like after break, I want to just talk about the pitfalls of getting everything. Which we kind of already went over a little bit, but there's more to it. And there's definitely more to what went on with Dorinda. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that want to go to. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/better. To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders in a one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, regular gals, regular guys. Happy Friday. Kelsey, you know what I always even say, like when you getting everything you want in life
is not good.
It's not good because if you did, we'd all be married to our like seventh grade sweetheart. So I always tell people that, like, so Kelsey, whoever you were like young and had puppy love crush for, what would it like to, without naming names, what would it like, and I'm going on a limb here, what would it like to be married right now to that person?
Ooh, mine's kind of dark. The kid who I like loved, oh my God, I loved him so much in elementary school, actually became a heroin addict. So that would not be good.
Right? Okay, no, yeah. But again, now all joking aside, see, I didn't even know that. Now, Maria's was a jailbird.
Yeah.
He did time. And, but do you see the lesson in that?
Mm-hmm.
When you don't, you know why not getting what you want is okay.
Yeah.
And that's not just a negotiation, but when we were talking to Rinda off air about housewives, you know, we didn't want to, she didn't want to talk about it on air. And I understand that. But she brought it up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a couple of times on the show she did, and I just let her talk, you know, because it was her decision, not ours. But off air, I said, how are you, Dee? And I said, I'm so sorry I didn't reach out because Maria's mother and I was talking about how in Hollywood, and I don't know if other businesses are like this, but there's something about our business, Kelsey, where when someone kind of falters, something bad happens to them or they go down, you want to reach out and say, oh my God, I feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you support. What can I do to help? But when I've done that years ago, you get this knee jerk of nothing's wrong. What are you even talking about? Or you don't get a response at all because they don't want to acknowledge. They don't want it to be.
Because it hurts them. Yeah.
But then you sit back and do nothing, which is shitty because you're not helping your friend or giving support. So it's weird. And so I said, Dorinda, I said, partly Maria's mother. I go, because you weren't invited back for the season. I said, and partly it was because of that. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to tell you, like, we love you and we're here for you. And she said, you know, she's like, oh my God, well, with me, Kevin, you always can, you know, and I'm really sorry about Maria's mother. And she's like, she's like, I went to my mother. She went to her mother and, you know, when, after it happened, and the mother kind of played that same game I just did with you. She's like, well, let's talk about, this job, you know, her first job after 13 years, she was kicking ass somewhere, I think on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up getting fired. And then that led to her opening her own fashion company or whatever. And she's like, well, let's talk about that. Like, so you shouldn't have got fired from that either. Like, let's, you know what I mean? So let's put, and she was like, oh my God. He's like, so don't you understand that? Look at your life. You were self-made, successful. Then you married, had a beautiful daughter, got divorced, thought your life was over, then met a more amazing guy in life, mate, and ended up like dining with kings and presidents. Mm-hmm. And then you built a beautiful house. Then he dies and you'll think your life's over. And then all along comes the housewives.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? She's like, so if anyone shouldn't realize that what is bad is more, or what seems like a setback is more of a setup, it's you.
Oof. I like that.
And so anyway, so and she carries it, and you can tell in her spirit. That's why I think the blessings just keep coming back to her. And she's not perfect, and we talked about it on the show. But I'll always say to people when bad, I'm like, why is this happening? If there's reasons I can't explain, I will say to them, listen, I don't know why, or I don't know why this certain dream you're working so hard on isn't happening, but the universe knows why, and it will be revealed to us at some point. Mm-hmm. But I think there's definitely something to be said for not getting what you want and just trust the system. You know, don't do unethical activity. Don't medicate or over-medicate. Stay the course. And if you do that, you'll find out why this setback, why this rejection, or why this bad thing happened. It will be revealed later.
And I think just remembering that, I really like that the greatest setbacks can be the greatest setups. I think that's, and if you have that mindset, like you said, that was one thing about Dorinda. I mean, she even said on the show, she was like, I have nothing negative to say, and I'm not going to say it.
That's a whole other thing. And I'm glad you brought that up, Kelsey. So I want to bring that up, but I will say that I think setbacks are always setups. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. If you're going to engage in addiction or dysfunctional activity or moral activity, well, then all bets are off. But if you're going to stay the course, go through it. It is a setup. And I'm just telling you guys, like, you know, getting what you want, you know, if you look back to how many times you didn't get what you wanted, and if you really look back, you go, oh, I get it now. And then if you also look back, is sometimes you got the person you wanted. Maybe it was a partner you were in love with, but then the person turned out to be a total narcissist and made your life a living hell, right? Mm-hmm. So I really think that there's a lot in that. But you know, moving on to that next subject, I've burnt a few bridges in my day, Kelsey.
I don't blame you.
and of course I'm ashamed of it, and I'm working on that. Thank you, Dave Koechner. No such thing as shame and guilt. Thank you, Ida Kendall, for saying that it is not about being our best self. It's about being our whole self, which includes the good and the bad parts of ourselves. So what I like about Dorinda, though, is that no matter what ended up happening with any of her breakups, it seems, whether it was the divorce of the husband or, you know, leaving the housewives, which I think it is just a pause. I think she'll be back on that show or another show. But she was also talking about her job at 18 years old, that she's like, I can still go back. And she's like, I went back to the place I waitressed, and they were like, we have pictures of you here. And oh my God. And she's like, it's such a nice feeling. So I think there's something to really be said for no matter how things go, leaving on the high note.
Agreed.
Or leaving on a decent note, what happens. I think, I mean, of course, there's going to be circumstances. I mean, I've known people like diagnosed with disease and then fired to get out of insurance. You got to stand up and fight for yourself. But I think for the most part, it's, you know, trying to leave on a decent note.
Yes.
I think just, and then not carrying that with you, the anger and the animosity, mm-hmm. because, it'll only serve you in the short run.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, if it's motivation to get you out of bed, fine. To get your next job, fine. But think at some point, it's not gonna. But she was, well, I love her, and I think it seems like behaving that way, she just gets rewarded.
Yep.
More and more.
Because if you hold on to all of that, that's just gonna weigh you down, right? And if you're weighed down, cancer, then you can't. You can't be open to anything new. So, she was such a light. I'm so excited for you guys to watch that episode. Like I said, I told her this. I was like, I'm honestly not the big, I have never been a huge Housewife fan. Like I like the show, but I've never been religious about it. And I was like, I'm like your number one fan though. She was so awesome. Her book was amazing. Yeah. She was just like such a real person with a lot of great lessons.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I like it about her is that it's aspirational. The parents were working class. She just was a hard worker with a kind of a, like, reminds me a lot of Maria, big personality, charismatic.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so I think her book, just a little plug for her book, Make It Nice, but then also that episode. I don't know. I think there's a lot of takeaway for people that want to kind of ascend in life, but don't feel like they have the means, you know?
Right.
There was something there.
There was something there.
Kelsey.
Kevin.
Do we have to take any more breaks or no? We can take one more.
We can take one more. One more quick one.
We come back now. I want to talk to you about finishing school. And we were talking about the need for it today. And then we just went onto a deep dive about all of it, but we'll talk about when we get back.
With sunnier days ahead, a good night's rest helps us make the most of summer because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. And that's why I rely on Sleep Number. Guys, I get the best night's sleep with my Sleep Number because I have comfort and support that's specifically tailored to my body. When I get too hot in the summer, boom, I can adjust that because my bed has cooling technology. So then my house doesn't have to be an igloo. It also has this really cool foot warmer. Ooh. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. That means more energy to exert during these fun summer months. Seriously, Hill Squad, our Sleep Number bed has so dramatically improved our lives that we can't believe we went this long without one. It's an investment in your comfort, health, and well-being, plus one that will pay off each and every night. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better. Remember to use /better to help us and you get the best price. And guys, you know, I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. This is a game-changing bed. Enjoy.
Summer is upon us, guys, and if your kids haven't already been at home with you all year, well, now they will be and without any schoolwork. But I have an awesome idea. Why not gift your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month, and not only keeps them busy, but it's fun and educational too. I've been exploring their website. I personally can't wait to gift my friend's son, Andrew, the walking robot he can build and the astronaut starter kit. How amazing. Who didn't want to be an astronaut growing up? Your child's free time is occupied constructively, where they get to have fun while learning. And to me, it doesn't get any better than that. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/better. That's KIWICO.com/better.
Here we are, Kelsey. So also, Kelsey, before we talk about finishing school, great heel event with Gabby Piccarelli.
Such a great heel event. We did a part two, and it was really cool. Okay. She talked.
By the way, can I just say this, Kelsey? I'm apologize to everyone for not being on it. I'm dealing with multiple banks and things. And like I said, I'm completely neglected for the last 5 years, Maria and I, like that part of our life. So trying to keep them from taking everything from us.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
Why I wasn't on the call.
No,
anyway,
it was okay.
Go ahead.
We missed you, but we still had a great
time.
Tell
me about the
it was the awesome
Patreon heel event.
We talked a lot about she focused on like the toes this time and really talked about how, so Gabby does reflexology and clavy therapy, and she's an expert in that, and she's just such a beautiful healer. And so last time on the heel event, we talked about how different points of our feet correspond to different parts of our body. If you have a headache or a stomach ache and you rub that. So anyways, we talked specifically about the toes and how much there is to these toes, and the toes correspond to your neck and your head and anything. So it was amazing. We talked about that. And then it was really cool, Kev. She just took questions from everyone and like answered everyone's like individual.
Anything you remember that you learned? Kels?
I learned, what I was saying about the toes, like that was fascinating to me. So the toes, when we originally did the first heel event, part one, you would split the foot into like five quadrants, right? And so it was like, mm-hmm. and that would, that's kind of how you would look at it. Well, the toes can then each be split into an additional five quadrants. So like the very little tip of your pinky toe can correspond to like something that's like pinching you in your upper neck or something like that. Like it's so basically, just crazy what we're talking about is, go ahead.
We're just talking about reflexology and how, you know, manipulating and touching and massaging these different points on your feet can vastly affect your health, your moods, your everything.
Right.
So, yeah, that's amazing. I love Gabby for doing this. And again, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you know, for $10 a month, we do these heel events. And we also do bonus content and commercial free content, but it's these heel events that would cost you thousands of dollars to have these people. And we just continue to have these, unbelievable people come on and give you such practical, healing advice, tips, tools, practices. So it's very good. I'll make sure I check that one out too.
Yeah, it's so good. And I just love too how like just up close and personal, like our heel squad gets to be with these guests, and these guests are all so generous. And like I said, she literally answered every single person's question about like whatever like ailment or, you know, this or that that they had. And I thought that like that's so special. Like, when do you get to do that and ask like a healer like this? Those never. So it was
never. Really cool. Yeah. Really cool. And especially where most of us have to, I think more and more of us regular people are going to have to figure out ways to heal ourselves more and more as this goes on, as life goes on. Kelsey.
Kevin.
So how did we get on to finishing school? We were talking.
Yeah. And I was talking about how I think that there needs to be a life school. I mean, honestly, I was talking about men. My roommate and I were talking about it. I said, all men need to go to a life school. Like, there needs to be a life school for men to learn how to like do life like a normal person. And Kevin was like, well,
how do the men not know how to do life?
They just don't know how to like, here's the thing. It wasn't me. It was actually my roommate who was chatting with this person. And he's like, was a little bit younger too. I'm like, dude, this is why we can't talk to anyone who's younger than 35. They at least need to be 5+ years.
Now, let's be fair. Well, like, give me an example. What did he do like that made it?
It was like they
think he needs to go to life school.
They cannot communicate. It's like, okay, we're going to get dinner at this time. Like, we're going to go get tacos. It's Taco Tuesday. And then
sounds amazing. I'm already in.
And then it was like the response was something like, let's go at like 10. And we were like, 10? What? And then so this is after they had already decided on going.
And what night? Is this a Friday night or like a
Tuesday? It was like a Tuesday.
That's right. Taco Tuesday. Okay.
Right. So they already decided going to dinner.
That's also very, by the way, it's also LA because out there, so many people don't work get a pass for not working because I'm an actor. I'm a producer. I'm a director. You know what I'm saying? I have my giant dreams. So everyone is like, my dad, quote, when he came out, he was like, everyone here is 42 going on 17. So maybe he's waiter or an Uber driver. So they live on those clocks of, yeah, let's go out at 10 for tacos on a Tuesday. Right.
They all just want it. Well, but then I guess one better. It's like, let's go out at 10. And then also, can we not get tacos? Like, what if I don't want tacos? And I was like, I hate everyone. I'm like, this is so like such a simple thing. Like, and you're making it so difficult. And I was just like,
So Roxy was saying to me too, Roxy was like, Kevin, no one knows how to adult.
No, but that's it.
They don't know. If guys and girls don't know how to adult. But again, whose fault?
Parents.
That's what I think. And society.
Oh, yeah. I don't think all parents, but
most.
Yeah.
I mean, most. But by the way, I'll go one better. A lot of the parents I know from my generation, it's not like they were doing everything for the kids. They were lame in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
We started this thing where I said I'm the ultimate corporate wife.
True.
So my cars were filled with snacks for Maria. And at that time, her asthma was really bad. And I had little ventilators. Like, I was the ultimate corporate wife, but I also kept a very nice home. Our house, we didn't have cleaner. I did all the, you know, dusting and mopping and And I had a friend come out a couple of years ago and stayed with us, brought her daughter out. And my friend is a housewife and she's a corporate housewife too. Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
And is an like loving and great mom. And like the husband's pretty successful in finance, upper middle class. And I always thought like, well, if he's got that on point, then she'll have the other stuff on point. When I went into the guest room that they were in, I told you it was like four giant suitcases and someone put a stick of dynamite in each one. I saw this mess everywhere. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, Lacey, what the heck?
How like, are you functioning?
I was like, you're climbing over stuff, trying to find things. I'm like, and then I realized like, well, why would I blame her daughter when that's what the mother, you know what I mean? Like, and she's, and she got mad at me. Like, you always get mad at me. Well, I'm sorry. I don't, and I'm like, you forget who you're talking to.
I don't,
you know, like, okay, I don't have kids. I'm like, I don't have kids, but I had six dogs. They were all very sick 3 or 4 times a night. As you know, now with Max, you get to see, and he's not even that bad, but they would have me up. I'm like, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. And I have a Maria. That's like 5 kids. Anyway, I now see now I'm getting angry because of the caffeine's kicking in. But I will say again, I don't think it's their fault. I just think that, we've lost our way. And so we were talking about finishing schools. And even Ashley was like, she's like this guy she went on a date with, you know, Ash, and Ash is almost 30. And she went on a date and
she is 30.
She's 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all the guy was like, Oh, that's good. I'm going to get this. I'll order that. You're going to come back to my place after?
Literally.
He's like, no, we're not going to. I have to go home. I have to get for work. Okay, great. That's really cool. Yeah. Oh, you like to watch TV? Are you going to come back to my place later?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I
and that's what she was just
men.
Like, Kevin, I do think it's both ways.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Because, like, I don't know what some of your friends are bringing to the table that would make me go, oh, wow, this would be, you know, look what I'm signing up for.
Yeah.
You know, so we were talking about finishing schools and I was told, you said there needs to be a life school. I said, well, back in the day, there were finishing schools and I think they came around in like the 19th century, or maybe like somewhere along the line there and in Switzerland for very wealthy women would go and learn how to become ladies. And by the way, they kept going until about the 60s. And then that's when the country started going, okay, enough of that. That's when, you know, like
the country's
women's
like,
lib.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But I think that there's, I read, because I did some research that they're back, but in a different way. But I do think there is a life finishing school that we all need. You know, and by the way, some of it, Kels, is just ethics.
Yeah.
Remember Dave Koechner was saying that? He was like, forget all the classes. Let's teach ethics.
Ethics. Yeah, I agree.
Because then if you have ethics, right, you're going to be considerate to the other person and you're going to be thinking
have
about
some
them.
Morals.
You know, but it starts with that.
Yeah. When I was telling you, Kevin, we had this family from North Carolina that lived like down the street from us and we grew up with, and the two girls, one was my age and one was a little bit older, every summer they got sent to North Carolina to go to their grandma's like manor school, which is like basically like a finishing school. And I remember my mom was like, I'm going to send you there if you don't do this. And
can we do a follow-up about how they ended up? Did it help?
I don't really know. I mean, they now live in North Carolina. We don't really talk. My mom talks to her mom. So I'll check in.
Please.
Yeah. I'll check in.
Because, you know, my mother was an elementary school teacher. She taught special needs and she was very out of the box with how she taught. She used creativity. She taught the kids how to animate. I've talked about this before. She the kids would learn Shakespeare. These like really challenged and troubled kids would be testing on levels far above their age group because of my mother would teach them through visual arts. She had them animating, claymating, you know. But that being said, this lady, Mrs. Dunbar, who was like 76, as I remember having her as a kid. And she was like the leftover of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, old school. Because back in the day with teachers, if you were really intelligent, you scored high on a test, they would say to you, okay, nurse or teacher.
Wow.
So my mother, that's what it was. My mother was valedictorian, everything, nurse, teacher. That was it.
Wow.
Now that's changed over the years. So now you see the great minds go into like other things. But back in the day, the teachers were brilliant. And they weren't given other opportunities. So it was like, okay, I'll be a teacher because I'm super smart. Well, Mrs. Dunbar was left over from that. And it was all about posture. She'd be good. I remember forget good posture.
Oh,
so when we walked, our hands would have to be at our sides. Our chin would be up. Yeah. Well, even when we went to the bathroom, we had to line up in a certain way.
Wow.
Old school, hardcore, and even had the broken ruler that used to be used, but the school was like, you can't do that anymore. Yeah.
Can you track her down? Is she still alive?
No, she'd be 140.
Well, that's amazing. Maybe she's still alive.
Yeah, but get this. No, really. Here's the thing about Mrs. Dunbar, which is kind of like, this is where, again, your generation, the good thing is to push back against this stuff because she was also a big proponent of the dunce cap.
What the heck is
that? Ever hear the dunce cap?
No.
Yeah. Okay. This is how we grew up, Kelsey. So if you screwed up spelling or whatever, like these are the old, again, she was a throwback from the old school teachers. They would literally take a piece of cardboard or paper. They would shape it into like a cone hat. They put it on your head and it would say dunce.
Oh,
and
my God.
Sit in the corner with the dunce cap on. And that was normal.
Have I ever told you how I got duct taped to my desk?
Wait a second. What? In millennial culture?
Yep.
How come there wasn't, this didn't go viral? How come we didn't cancel everybody?
I was.
No, because you were Kelsey and Doug and Deb wouldn't do that.
Well, that too. And I was kind of a little bit like, we didn't have phones. I was too young. I like kind of skipped that. Like, I think if it happened now, like all the, with all the social media, who knows? But anyways, I wouldn't, I mean, my freaking 80, whatever, DDDD was bouncing off the walls and I wouldn't sit the hell down. And this was
fourth grade. There's accountability there. You see, that's why, because you're admitting.
Right. Oh, totally.
You know what Ashley, you know what the nuns did to Ashley?
Wait, but I have to tell you the rest of the story.
I want to hear the rest of the story. I'm just interjecting. They put duct tape on her mouth for a year. Yes, because she wouldn't. And you know what she said?
What?
You know what Ashley says now?
She said she wouldn't stop talking?
No, that was the best year. She learned the most. She got the best grades. Yeah.
Wow.
She wouldn't. So again, accountability. Whereas, you know what I'm saying? The other people, the other generations are like, no accountability. F you. I'm going to like burn the school down. All right. Yeah. So go ahead.
Continue. Oh, man, I didn't know that. But yeah, no. So it was definitely because I wouldn't sit down and I wouldn't focus. And he told me, he was like, get up one more time and like something's going to happen. And I was like, try me.
See.
Yeah, whatever. I probably didn't do that, but like something like that. I got up again, clearly. And so then he duct taped me literally all around my desk so that I could not get up. And being me, I was like, this is fun. And I hung all my pencils like from the duct tape and thought I was like super cool. But I remember going home that night and telling my parents, and they're like, okay, how was school? I was like, oh, well, Mr. Hashimoto duct taped me to my desk. And
Missy, they were like, Hashimoto. I like it like Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. And they were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I kept getting up. And they were like, great. Okay, super. Like I wasn't traumatized by it. They were like, you probably deserved it. Great. But the next year he did it to another kid and then got fired.
You don't. Oh yeah.
Well,
listen,
crazy.
Nothing but love to Queen Hashimoto.
I was grateful. I'm like, I remember it. It makes me laugh. Like,
but different. I know you're different.
Yeah.
I will say this though, in fairness to the, you know, to the people that are, very sensitive to that stuff, that my dad had Mrs. Dunbar. That's how long this lady had been teaching at school. And he wore a dunce cap.
Ugh.
And she held him back.
I think that's horrible.
I think my dad had learning disabilities. I know, but here's the thing, Kels. This is why this stuff, you know, all needs to be tempered, because I swear to God, like the last week of my father's life, he was talking about that.
How upset he was, how ashamed he was
of being held back and wearing the dunce cap. So nothing but props and respect to Mrs. Dunbar. I know, but that's taken to the extreme, and I get why we needed to go to we're now at the other extreme. And that's why when we settle to some form of moderation, which I'm hoping will happen sooner than later, you know, so you get why, but you get why everyone, the society pushed back against it. But I will say, my mother was trained by Mrs. Dunbar. and all her friends. So she still had that as far as discipline goes. My mother was the cool teacher. Everyone loved her, but she didn't play. And even like my nephew would be, even my brother, Mike, would be like, okay, it's time to send him to camp grandma. And like, you would think like, we get to go see grandma and grandpa. No, like it was like, oh shoot. Like, but I will say, I always say that's parents Kathy. And people, one of the things my mother would say is kids love discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason you've dogs love this. Discipline, because when dogs don't have discipline, they feel stressed. That's why they need an alpha presence.
Right.
They can be calm. When it's loose and they can just all run around and go crazy, the dogs are more anxiety. They're more likely to bite. They're not happy. It's the same with children. Mm-hmm. And so ironically, my mother was the hardest on little Michael. He was brat when he was a kid. And yet he was always like, can I go to grandma's?
Wow.
He wanted it. He wanted it. Yeah. And so, you know, again, we don't have the finishing school. But I really do think there is a business in this. And I think it is about business. It's about working. It's about endurance. It's about ethics. It's about consideration. I think, you know, and by the way, I certainly couldn't teach it. But I think that there's something to be said. And I know a lot of parents who would actually say, I'll you know, go there for a year.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? I mean, you know, in Israel, like you... they send you to the military.
Yeah.
You have to do military service. And, you know, I've heard people say that too, like maybe not go to war, obviously, but do at home military service for a 6 months or a year period to give. I mean, this country's so rebellious, like, forget it. We won't even wear a mask, you know? Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause we have it so good. Mm-hmm. But could you imagine if all of us had to do at least 6 months of basic training?
Absolutely not.
Get up early, fold your clothes, like, you know, do get yelled at, like have to go through structure.
No.
Yeah, it would be so good for, you know, it'd be one part of the finishing school, but then I think nights would be negotiation. Think of all the like life skills you could pick up.
That'd be cool. Maybe we should start the regular guy and gal life school.
Life school. Yeah. And then you know, like, this is how it will go. Ready? Mm-hmm. Within 5 years, we will have presidents of corporations, CEOs. We'll have someone like, we'll have multiple amazing apps that form, tons of success stories, huge underdogs who like came from nothing, right?
Yep.
And then one fucking asshole will pop up and then sue me and you for something.
No, you can't think that way.
He said, did you hear what he said about eyebrows and how sometimes when you cut them, it looks better on camera?
Oh my God.
I mean, right? No, that's how we go. So no, there's no regular guy and girl.
Fine.
Life school.
Fine.
Too bad, Kels. Well, listen, Kels, or if I just go back to what I used to say 20 years ago, you can't kill a ghost and you do it. And then I just work behind the scenes.
There you go.
But then no interaction.
You can't speak to anybody. Yeah, we'll work on this. No, we'll sidebar.
It's just, you know, it's really frustrating because I would do that for free. I would, that was AfterBuzz. That's what AfterBuzz was. It wasn't free. It cost me money, but I loved it. I love, obviously, coaching and pushing and seeing people, like, especially seeing underdogs go all the way. It's the best feeling.
I know.
But there's such a, unfortunately, there's just a small, there's a minority out there that is of the mindset that doesn't understand when someone's coaching you, they're coming from a place of love. They want to see you win. And instead, it's like, why are you criticizing?
Critiquing my every move. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, yeah. You know, I was talking to someone, actually, one of my old AfterBuzzers who's about to get a really big job now that I helped her get. And I'm really excited for her. We were talking last night on the phone. And she was like, God, remember, like, Kevin, like, there were people that were like mad that you didn't take all their ideas. And because she's going to be in that kind of position now at her job where she's going to be pitching ideas, but then she's going to be hearing pitches. And I go, now, do you understand? You're not going to be able to say yes to everything. And someone's not going to say yes to all your ideas either. And I said, I would go, I've probably taken out maybe 40 TV shows to sell over these years, maybe even 50.
Right.
And I think I've sold like 3. And I'm like,
out of the 40. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and so you're, we had, you know, people, and again, 2,000 hosts later, obviously you're going to get, you know, three or four or five that are after a 10-year period that are going to be like that. But mad that we didn't, you know, green light their ideas, you know, they're like,
there's always, and then taking it personally.
I know, but that's why there's no Kevin Kells finishing school, life school.
But if you're scared of that, then, you know, then
I think just the older I get, the more it's Kelsey, the older I get, the more it's time for me to just go off into the sunset.
Get out of here.
Just have enough money to be a queen. Let's
you said you don't feel like a queen. So.
I don't, because right now, like, I'm trying to figure, like, yeah, no, I'm adulting now and I don't like it. I want to be a queen. I want to have enough.
Sucks.
I think it's time for the little apartment and then enough money to pay my rent for the rest of my life. Probably have to get some kind of health insurance to make sure I'm okay.
I can help you with that.
And then that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then live the queen life.
I'm a great apartment hunter and I have health insurance, so I can help you.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
That's it. But no life. I don't think we're going to do the regular guy and girl life school. Anyway.
Well, we'll keep you guys posted. I'll see if I can.
Oh, Kelsey Alexandra Meyer. Okay, so I'm off to finish my Christmas movie today. Actually, later today we get it. That actually wraps it, and then tomorrow we go see Jeff Scam, and we'll probably have to do Regular Guy Friday. I'll probably be in Ohio.
I was gonna say, what are we doing?
You know what, Kelsey? Here's the strange thing. This would really help me, guys, but it's also gonna get a lot of judgment from me. But Friday, I'm probably in the car driving. But I would love to do the show that way, because that'll keep my mind occupied for 12 straight hours. You know, if an hour doing that would probably help.
We could figure that out.
No, it's easy. We just have to, you know, I mean, we would just record it.
Yeah.
Our conversation.
Yeah. But I'd get you on Zoom in the car. We can do that.
Yeah. And I promise I won't be looking at the screen. I'll just be driving and talking.
Yeah. There we go. That's what we need to hear.
Yeah. And I'll give, we'll have updates from the set, and
that would be fun.
Yeah. Right.
I love it.
So, well, Kelsey.
Well, Kevo.
I miss you.
Miss you too.
And I look forward to, we'll do Regular Guy Friday. And then after that, we'll be having our big Better Together team meeting.
Yeah. And also just a quick shout out to my girl, Simone Biles, who made it a priority to take care of her mental health this week. I literally cried so many times watching the story. I mean, oh my gosh,
what did she do?
So she pulled out, she had a vault that kind of went wonky, and she kind of got, I think it's called the spins. I can't remember in gymnastics, whatever it's called, but it's like where you're not connected. You're not.
Oh, this is the girl. Oh, this is the girl who, yeah.
Yeah. So she pulled out of the team.
Oh, what a different perspective.
And then she pulled out of the all around. Yeah. And
but you're a gymnast. So this is interesting. What a different perspective, Kelsey.
I was like, first of all, this girl has the freaking like most pressure ever being in.
Isn't
the space
she one of the greats of all time?
Yes. Like the greatest. She's 24. She's the last one out of like the whole, the group that was abused in that facility. Yeah. So she's, and oh my gosh. And I like, these moves can kill you. So that's where it's like, when you're not a gymnast, I mean, I think everyone realizes that these moves can kill you, but it's like,
no, they don't. No, they do not, Kelsey. And by the way, like, no, we all need the judgment detox, because I've heard
really
people
do.
Be like, come on, get over it. Get in there.
No,
and get the gold medal.
Oh my God. I think it's incredible that she showed, especially her. She's, I know she has a lot of younger followers, like, no, prioritize your mental health. And it is okay. You know what? It is okay. And it's the right thing to do. And I loved how supportive her team was, her coaches, like everyone. And so anyways, I thought that was really amazing.
Well, here's the thing, you know, it's like, she's one anyway. And
oh my gosh. So
right.
Everything.
And even if she didn't, you're right. What is it worth it?
What is it worth it?
If she's not going to live till 30, or like, you know, you look at Britney Spears, and yes, I know, free Britney, but like, there really was a lot of trauma and mental.
Yeah.
Seems like health issues with her.
Oh yeah.
And what if she at 24 was able to go, you know, enough.
Well, and even if she, right.
back then, you know, like how much would that have helped her for the rest of her life? And when people, I just know, just in terms of famous people, as now that you put it that way, you're really making me reflect on it. How many people that lost their minds,
yes,
lost their lives, medicated, OD'd, whatever, or just lost their minds or just had these miserable existences because they didn't do this.
Right. They didn't prioritize. And how, like, you look back and you won, if she had stayed in it and she had won, she would look back on it not fondly. She would have been like, I was suffering. And I've known, like, Sean Johnson's talked about that.
I think that's the, but Kelsey, that's like, that's a best case scenario.
Right. That's very best case.
I think if you push that off, you push that kind of stuff off, it comes back. But the older you get, when this stuff comes back, the less resilient you are, yes, because of age.
Yes.
So you want to, like, this is the age to deal with it. First of all, any age. I don't care how, if you pull a plug and stop and reassess. So, but I'm saying,
right,
it's amazing that she did it now. Yeah, because
yeah, so I just had to give that little shout out.
Thank you for saying that. And it really, you just gave me a gem to think about too, because I wasn't seeing it that way. But I was even, listen, the regular guy, regular gal version of this is bend, don't break.
Mm-hmm.
So bend, of course, if you, any lofty dream or anything you're fighting for, you're going to bend. We call it in this house redlining.
Yeah.
Like we're going to, listen, I'm going to have to redline to drive 12 hours, get back here, put this house together for this meeting, collect all the people coming in,
right,
post it. And I know Maria is going to be, I also have someone coming in to be with Costa because we're not going to be here and we always want someone with him. So there's not going to be a lot of cots in the inn, you know what I mean? And I know she's going to freak out, but we're redlining, right, you know, like, hey, come on, right, we got to figure it out. Inflatable mattresses, like we'll be, you know, but that's a weak example. But I will say, whether it's redlining or bending, you're going to have to do that for big dreams. But
yes,
just, you got to know if you are a coach,
know
if you're
limit,
the one
yeah,
helping someone else in the situation, or it's you yourself. You got to know it's not worth breaking.
Nope.
So I will tell you, like, listen, I will say people work for me. You know, I could see with Stephen. Stephen was bending and at some point he was going to break.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the pandemic. It was just, like, you know, he kept up with me all through it and God love him for it. But I'm like, no, he's going to break.
Yeah.
We got to I got to get him a rest and get him doing some other things that are creative, filling his cup. And now I'm seeing so many wonderful things from him because of it. But, and as me and Maria, it's tough. It's tough with Maria too. I'm like, no, she's going to break. But I know with Maria, she can bend far, you know, but still, you know, even Maria now looking back is like, no, she's really being like, I don't want to be in this situation, or I don't want to do this to my body, or it is not worth it to me. You know, so yeah. And then it comes down to the individual too, Kelsey. I will tell you some old fighters I know, and maybe it's an old, like the different generations, who would rather break than give up.
Wow. Yeah. And that's just different.
Well, but I respect that.
Sure. And if they know what
I've had people, yeah, it all comes down to you as an individual.
Yeah.
There's certain people who would be like, so I will tell you this, and I know we're way over. What time is it?
1:22.
Jesus. Oh God.
We've been here forever.
Yeah. All right. So we'll end it there then. Anyway, I will tell you this story.
No, I want to hear this story.
So Joe Frazier, everyone knows Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
They went to war, three epic battles. And there's many, many, many lessons and stories in all these fights. The third fight was the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Frazier won the first one. Ali won the second one. The third one, Frazier had just gotten beat up really bad by Foreman. Ali's people said, listen, we'll go to the Philippines. We'll go to Manila. It's amazing down there. It's fun. People are going to love you. It's going to be a cakewalk. Joe's done. He's broken. He's beaten. Look at him. He got beat up in like three rounds. He was done. It's over. So we'll go in. You'll dance around, score some points, win the match. We'll make a fortune. Have some fun. Great. Joe Frazier had other plans. Joe Frazier goes to Manila, no entourage, nothing. and it's like 120 degrees there, and he's literally out in the jungle training like a maniac, like on who's done. And these two go to freaking war. And like wow. literally Ali during the middle of the fight, he's like, I thought you were done. Like he's like, he's like stunned. And Frazier beat his body, beat Ali's body so bad, Kelsey, that his organs stopped working. Liver, kidney, everything's going. And Ali literally said, I feel like I'm in a holy war. He's like, I feel like this is what it must feel like.
Holy
but
cow.
Ali being a war. One thing about Ali is everyone like knew him as an artist and a showboat and this and that. And he was also really tough. He didn't have a hard punch, but he was super tough. He took a beating and he wouldn't go down. He opens up one of Frazier's eye. Frazier's blind now, one eye for the whole fight, for the halfway through the last wow. of fight. Then Ali starts working on the other eye. So now Frazier really can't see. So the 14th round ends. The two of them, Ali slumps in the chair and says to his trainer, I can't stand up. I'm not going to make it out. Like, come on, champ, you can do it. He's like, I can't stand. Frazier's corner is like, Joe, you're blind now. You can't see. If you go back out there, you're probably going to be blind the rest of your life. And we're not letting you do this. Now, his girlfriend at the time is screaming, don't end the fight. Don't end the fight. Don't end the fight. So what happens? Frazier's corner throws the towel in. Ali stands. He's like in shock. And he slumps down. And literally, Ali was in the hospital for, I think, three days.
Holy cow.
Now, Frazier went and danced for 14 straight hours, by the way. Went to a nightclub.
No way.
But here's the of the many, many, many lessons of that fight. For Joe Frazier, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It haunted him, Kelsey, till the day he died. Literally on his answering machine at the end, he was still talking about that fight
wow.
and Ali. He would have rather have been blind and won.
Yeah.
And sometimes people have that warrior mentality mm-hmm. and we can't judge either way. And I remember this guy, Dr. Absolutely. Freddie Pacheco, called Frazier stupid. He's like, I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but he's not a smart man. And I remember being like, no, asshole. No, Mr. Hoity-toity.
Yeah.
He's a warrior and you don't know what that is. You don't wow. know what the warrior's heart is like. It's not about brains. It's about what you can live with.
Yeah.
And he would have rather have been blind and won that freaking fight. And I will say, Kelsey, so would I.
Mm-hmm. I know. So would
Costa. We're different like that. No, maybe not Costa. Costa's a little better. He's a little bit, I don't think so. But me, I'd rather be blind. But I won't judge someone else for going, no, I don't want to be blind. I want to protect my body. I want to be there for my family and friends.
Right.
So the bottom line is we can't judge anybody. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of respect for her. And I get it. She's a young girl. She wants to live another 70 years, which she should be able to as a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this
Without
is going to
blocks. Yeah.
Go so far that way.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't judge someone who's like, no, screw it. I'm going out. I'm going out the way I want to go out.
I only judge the people who are judging her for not going through, who are sitting on their couches.
Oh my God.
Home.
I know.
But by the way,
Gabby Bernstein, Judgment Detox. We all just judge.
We all judge.
And we have to just go. Let's just end it on that. Okay. We had a long show, you guys, this
we
week.
We love you guys.
We love you guys very much. And remember, or try to remember what I think it's all about, at least for us regular people. It's why we're here. We're here to learn from our mistakes, help each other. And have a few laughs. We'll see you guys. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye. Champagne and razor toast to all of the queens.